Welcome to Spare Parts, your engineering questions answered. Welcome to the Spare Parts segment. Here I hope to open your mind to the amazing world of engineering in Azeroth and to answer your engineering questions. Firstly, why take engineering? Engineering is one of the most fun professions you can take. You can make all sorts of handy and interesting trinkets, items and tinkers for your gear that will remain useful even at the peak of your career. Items like engineering-only helmets, guns, bows, scopes, non-combat pets and tinkers to your gear like parachutes, wrist rockets, electric stunners, personal shields, decoys and invisibility devices all provide options for whatever class there are to plug some gaps in your abilities. That, and engineering, is just cool. When making a decision to start engineering, it helps to have the tools to hand that you will need. If teaming with a gathering profession, mining is the best choice, as it provides many of the materials you will need when out in the world in the form of metal bars and gems. When making engineering devices, particularly when you start to progress, you will need certain tools in your inventory. These include an arc light spanner and a gyromatic microadjuster. They operate in the same way, in that you must have a pick to mine, a hammer to smith, or a knife to skin. But if you are clever, you could pick up a gnomish army knife from your local auction house for a few gold pieces. The army knife contains an arc light spanner, gyromatic microadjuster, smithing hammer, pick, skinning knife, all in one package, thus saving bag space. And when you eventually get to be a Grandmaster Engineer, it also has a resurrection function. Handy, eh? Just remember, like most engineering devices, it isn't guaranteed to work every time. If you're a new adventurer, go and see your local profession trainer in your local town to learn the basics of engineering. If you're a Stalwart Alliance member, this will be Jack Darrington in Duskhaven for the Worgen, Valm in Azure Watch for the Draenei, Wimble Taskwidget in Karanos for the Dwarves and Gnomes, Eranus Shadebloom in Dolinar for the Night Elves, and Lien Fana in Goldshire for the Humans. If you're a loyal Horde member, you need to see Runder in Razor Hill for the Orcs and Trolls, Saren in Falconwing Square for the Blood Elves, Laelum Darkmane in Bloodhoof Village for the Tauren, and either Nedrich Sallow in Bryl or Threza Sallow in the Calston Estate in Tirisfal if you are undead. Goblins will need to go to the KTC Trainatron Deluxe robot, which appears in various locations in the Lost Isles, and eventually ends up in Bilgewater Harbour. Each of these trainers will teach you the basics of engineering as well as any other professions you wish to take. From there, you need to seek out a specific engineering trainer in your capital city for further training and tips and hints along the way as you build up in this career. That's it for this week. In future segments, I'll cover awesome and very useful devices like the Molly Mailbox and the Jeeves Repair Bot. Both of these devices are very handy in group situations, and engineers are often highly valued for these particular items that they can bring. But I also need your engineering questions and would love to answer them. Please send recordings or emails to spareparts mailbox or one word at gmail.com or follow and contact me on Twitter at Moogiver, M-O-O-G-Y-V-E-R. Until then, stay safe, keep away from the Murlocs, and tinker with pride.